Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 14th of November. I'm Paul White. Glad to have you with me today on this journey through Paul's letter to the Corinthians. We're in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians and dealing with the gifts, ministries, and activities of the Spirit. In verse 10, Paul says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, different kinds of tongues. The word difference not there, but various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. 11 says, but one and the same Spirit works in all these things, distributing to each one individually as he will. So let's repeat what we've said a few times over the past several days, and that is, this is the role of the Holy Spirit. It is his doing. It is his to give as he will. Some say, I'm not here to argue about this, but I do think it's fair to bring up things even if you don't agree with them, but they have validity, and I think this has validity. Some say that all of these gifts are available to every believer in equal measure, that all we have to do is learn to flow in them or learn to yield to them or put faith in being able to use them. I explain that poorly because I'm not an adherent to that thought personally. I think Paul makes the argument that they don't belong in equal measure to every person. I don't think the counter to that is that if they don't belong in equal measure, God's fate has favoritism. I think if that's the argument we want to make about favoritism, then we could say that if God calls someone into ministry or church leadership, then he's playing favorites because he should have called everyone. And that to me seems a little more a product of our modern culture than it does the product of, you know, than it does reality, to be frank. So verse 10, to some there's working of miracles, to some there's prophecy, to another there's discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. I don't want to break each one of these down into their own podcast. I just don't feel that we have to do that. Paul doesn't give he doesn't give any details really to any of these. I think the most telling is probably the fact that he pluraled gifts and pluraled healings in verse 9. But it would seem that some work miracles and that they do so by the role of the Holy Spirit. This, to me, is backed up by the actions of the church of the book of Acts, because in the book of Acts, we see the church functioning in signs, wonders, and miracles, but we don't see it happening for every single believer on the planet. We see it happening out of the hands of the apostles, and I think those signs, wonders, and miracles do follow the message of God's grace and his love, but those miracles are at the discretion of the Holy Spirit. Who am I, or who are you, or who are we, to say what they do and should look like? To another, prophecy. Prophecy seems to be that which builds up and edifies and exhorts, because that's how Paul will describe prophecy later in the book of Corinthians. We'll get to that. I don't want to take too much time now when we'll give it ample time when we get there. But prophecy is not the ability to look around the corner and see what's coming. When we talk about the Old Testament prophets, we're talking about men who spoke the conditions of the covenant from God to man. I always try to remind people that the priest spoke from man to God, the prophet spoke from God to man. And so the priest offered up a sacrifice for what was going on with man. The prophet offered down to man what was going on with God. So the reminder from the prophets of the Old Testament was not always, it was not always prescient. It was not always like, this is coming around the corner. No, it was a reminder of the covenantal terms that Israel and Judah were failing to uphold. And therefore, because of that, here's what's coming around the corner. Not just some blanket prophecy of what happens tomorrow. We're not soothsayers in the faith. We don't believe in reading the future. That's not the role of prophecy. It's to show the end result of the covenants and the terms of the covenants. So when the, say, the New Testament talks about the fulfillment of that which has been prophesied, it's not that the reference there is not God read the future, told us what was going to happen, and this is the fulfillment. No, it's the covenant demanded this happen because of something. A led to B. So that's prophecy. Under the New Testament, that really doesn't change. We're just relaying to people the end results of the new covenant. What we need to determine is what are the end results of the new covenant. The new covenant does not have attached curses. Therefore, prophecy cannot have attached curses. The old covenant has attached curses. Do this, you're blessed. Don't do this, you're cursed. Therefore, prophecy could sound very dark under the old covenant because all it was doing was enforcing the terms of the covenant. The new covenant doesn't have a dark side to prophecy because there's no curse attached to the new covenant. All of it's been wrapped up in Jesus. That's why New Testament prophecy should edify, exhort, and uplift. In reality, nothing's changed. Prophecy hasn't changed. It's just that we're dealing with the terms of a different covenant. And so as covenant enforcers, we need to determine what the covenant has to say. That's that gift of prophecy. And some seem to walk in that in greater measures than others because some seem to have, I guess we could say, greater insight into some of the things that the covenant has to offer. And that to me is why we shouldn't just call these gifts. We should call these ministries and activities because that's the role of ministry. Whereas the layperson may not function in the prophetic in the way that ministry does. And I personally see a difference in the phrase functioning in the prophetic than what some people do. A lot of people say if you function in the prophetic, then you're supposed to walk up to people and tell them things that are coming up and how to prepare for it. I kind of think, in some ways, I kind of think that's word of wisdom and word of knowledge with discerning of spirits thrown in. Whereas prophecy to me, and everybody has their interpretation, that's why this is my podcast, I guess, but prophecy to me is enforcing the terms of the covenant and building people up with it. And so I'm not much of one that, you know, I go in and teach and preach. I'm not much of one who walks around and finds people in the crowd and then tells them things. If I do that, I have really felt like God said something to say to that man or woman individually. To me, my ministry of the prophetic is to enforce the terms of the covenant, and to do that is the honor of ministry. To another, discerning of spirits, and I just talked about that a little bit, I think, in conjunction with the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, is to discern the spirits that are in at the spirits that are involved in that situation. I come up under a mother who had this ministry, I think, and still does, of course, but had it very finely tuned. And I think it rubbed off on me. My mom was, I think, one of the best discerner of spirits I ever saw. She could read people and their motives and could read what they were up to. I don't mean she spotted sin. I mean, she spotted motive and did it well. And it was a gift and is a gift. And it was a great aid, I know, to my dad in ministry and a great aid to me in ministry and in life. Another different kinds of tongues, another interpretation. Let's save tongues for tomorrow. There's a lot to say, and I don't want to short it, so we'll give it its own podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.